The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Eat healthy, live longer? Can a healthy diet help you live longer? Researchers rated the diets of nearly 120,000 people using four scoring systems. For example, the Alternate Healthy Eating Index, or AHEI, adds points for vegetables, whole fruit, whole grains, nuts, beans and omega-3 and polyunsaturated fats, and subtracts points for red and processed meats, trans fats, sugar, sweetened drinks, fruit juice, and salt. Over roughly 30 years, those with the highest AHEI scores were 20% less likely to die of any cause, 17% less likely to die of heart disease, and 16% less likely to die of cancer than those with the lowest scores. The study took age, smoking, exercise, weight, family history of illness, and other factors into account. What to do? Eat a healthy diet. This study can't prove that you'll live longer. Something else about healthy eaters may explain their lower risk, but it fits with clinical trials in which healthy diets lower blood pressure and bad cholesterol. How to lose liver fat. Two out of three adults with obesity have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, which boosts the risk of type 2 diabetes. Scientists randomly assigned 80 adults with NAFLD to alternate day fasting, or eating only 600 calories on their first days, aerobic exercise, 5 one-hour sessions per week, both, or no intervention, which is control group. After 3 months, liver fat fell 5% in the fasting plus exercise group, 2% in the fasting only group, 1% in the exercise only group, and 0.2% in the control group. Insulin resistance also fell more in the fasting plus exercise group than in the control group, with the other groups in between. What to do? Got NAFLD? Try alternate day fasting or any diet that leads to weight loss plus exercise, replacing saturated fats in meat, dairy, etc., with unsaturated fats in oils, nuts, etc., can also lower liver fat. Exercise for Parkinson's. Exercise can improve movement and quality of life in people with Parkinson's disease, says a new review of 156 trials. Among the best activities for enhancing movement, dance, water exercise, and training to improve walking, balance, and function. What to do? Whether or not you have Parkinson's, keep moving. What you may do may matter less than whether you're physically active. Eat early or late. Can limiting late-night eating keep a lid on blood sugar? Researchers assigned 8 healthy young men to eat, in random order, the same meals either early in the day, 8:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m., or late in the day, 12 p.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. After 8 days, average blood sugar levels, the men wore a continuous glucose monitor, were higher by 8 milligrams per deciliter in those who ate late in the day. Blood sugar levels during sleep were also higher by 11 milligrams per deciliter. What to do? Limit late-night meals when possible. It's not clear if they raise blood sugar because people are inactive so soon after eating, since they're asleep, or because late eating is out of whack with our circadian rhythms. A snack above. 6 picks that beat chips or pretzels, by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. In search of a healthy savory snack? Here are 6. They're actual beans, vegetables, nuts, or intact whole grains instead of fried potatoes or white flour. A fresh pick. Have we ever mentioned that you can't beat snacking on crunchy, fresh vegetables? It's not just their intact fiber, vitamins, and more. It's also hard to find another snack that doesn't top 50 calories per cup, which leaves plenty of room for hummus, tzatziki, baba ganoush, etc. Take your pick. Go with cauliflower or broccoli florets, bell pepper, celery, or jicama. Or try tiny cukes, mini sweet peppers, baby carrots, grape tomatoes, or snow peas. Soybean snacks. Edamame might be the world's most snackable beans. Sure, the young soybeans take a few minutes to prepare. Microwave or boil, sprinkle lightly with salt, pop out the beans, eat. But they'll wait patiently in the freezer for you. Digging in soon? Buy refrigerated edamame. No need to heat. Or try crunchy, shelf-stable Sea Point Farms dry-roasted edamame anytime a craving hits. Veggies by the sea. If you've ever eaten nori-wrapped sushi, you'll recognize the pleasantly salty taste of the seaweed in Gimme Roasted Seaweed Snacks. Gimme brushes its sea veggie with oil, then roasts it for an ultra-crispy yet light snack. None of the varieties top 60 calories or 70 milligrams of sodium per pack. Tip: crumble the seaweed snacks over a sushi-inspired bowl. Try brown rice, salmon or tofu, shredded carrot, avocado, scallions, and sesame dressing. That's nuts. Nuts have plenty of pluses like good fat, fiber, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin E. You can't say that for chips, but you can dress up nuts with chip-like seasonings. Blue Diamond salt and vinegar almonds do it with only 140 milligrams of sodium per ounce. The seasoning is on the surface, so it's easier to taste the salt. And since most of us eat too much sodium, which raises blood pressure and the risk of heart attack and stroke, less is more. Blue Diamond Smokehouse Almonds, 150 milligrams of sodium, or Target Good & Gather Hickory Smoked Almonds, 135 milligrams, might remind you of bacon. Live near a Trader Joe's, the Everything But the Bagel Nut Duo, 160 milligram, is almonds plus cashews coated in a sesame poppy seed combo. Just don't eat the whole bag at once. Popcorn perks. Popcorn is tailor-made for healthy snacking. 1. It's a whole grain. 2. Most pre-pop bags are made with healthy, unsaturated oils like sunflower or canola. You can't say the same for microwave popcorn. Most contains saturated palm oil, which stays solid at room temperatures. 3. Popcorn is high in volume, so it's low in calories per bite. And 4. The salt is on the surface, so it doesn't take much to taste great. Try pre-popped Whole Foods 365 Organic Reduced Fat and Sodium Popcorn or Skinny Pop Popcorn. Neither tops 85 milligrams of sodium per serving, over 3 cups. Or pop your own kernels on the stovetop or in an air popper. Pass the peas. Snacks like Saffron Road Crunchy Chickpeas, beet, bean, or veggie puffs or chips. You're getting whole roasted chickpeas instead of bean flour or veggie powders diluted with refined flours or starches. The payoff? A nice 5 or so grams of intact fiber and protein per 130 calorie serving. Saffron's flavors go from basics like sea salt to Korean barbecue or Bombay spice. Another good bet? Bada bean, bada boom crunchy broad beans. Or use the Healthy Cook's recipe to make your own spicy chickpea poppers. And now a recipe from the Healthy Cook, Kate Sherwood, spicy chickpea poppers. Spicy chickpea poppers make a great crispy snack or salad topper if you can resist eating them all from the pan. Ingredients: 2 cups cooked chickpeas or 12-ounce can chickpeas, 2 teaspoons coarse sea salt, 1 tablespoon chopped masala spice, or garam masala may be used, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper or 1 teaspoon paprika, plus more for sprinkling. Heat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Drain the chickpeas in a large colander to get rid of as much moisture as possible, 15 minutes. If using cans, rinse first, then drain. Mix together all the ingredients in a large bowl, coating the chickpeas well. Arrange the seasoned chickpeas in a single layer on a foil-lined baking sheet. Bake 15 minutes. Remove the tray from the oven. Mix gently so the chickpeas cook evenly. Return to oven and bake 15 minutes more. Cool for 15 minutes and sprinkle with the additional red chili powder if you like. A tip: if you're using fresh chickpeas, soaking them isn't necessary. They'll cook up just as soft as if they were pre-soaked. Serves 8. Food, fine. Philo, up. Every family meal we enjoyed as kids had a bowl of beans seasoned with sofrito, says the brothers behind Filio's flavor-packed pouches of sofrito beans and lentils. A sofrito is made by sautéing and then slowly cooking vegetables like peppers, onions, and garlic in olive oil to concentrate their flavors. That base is used to season beans, rice, stews, and other dishes across Latin America and the Mediterranean. Think of Filio's six varieties as a heat-and-eat tour for your taste buds, from Cuban black beans and Peruvian lentils to Puerto Rican pink beans, Tex-Mex pinto, Mexican mayacoba, and Panamanian garbanzo. Try the beans in tacos, alongside roasted chicken and vegetables, or in a bowl with a whole grain like quinoa or brown rice, roasted vegetables, avocado, and a squeeze of lime. Or toss the lentils into a chopped salad. No need to heat. You'll be so busy savoring Filio's just-like homemade taste that you might forget you're racking up the fiber. Most varieties have 4 to 6 grams per half cup, and plant protein, 7 to 10 grams. And the potassium, 300 to 580 milligrams, helps counter the sodium, which is 370 to 460 milligrams. Tip, you can cut the sodium per serving by adding some unsalted canned beans. Talk about easy beans. Dish of the month, spiced roasted cauliflower. Whisk together a 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, and a 1/4 teaspoon cumin or coriander. Toss with 1 head sliced cauliflower. Roast in a 425-degree oven for 25 to 30 minutes. Season with a pinch of salt. Serves 4. Food fail. A load of lasagna. 8 layers of rich fudgy brownie and sweet vanilla cream cheese frosting with a chocolate drizzle. That's how the Olive Garden menu describes the chain's chocolate brownie lasagna. Who doesn't want to finish off a meal with a 910-calorie stack of frosting sandwich brownies that pack 25 teaspoons of mostly added sugar plus 27 grams over a day's worth of saturated fat? It's like ordering 7 Hostess Ho-Hos for dessert. In fact, the lasagna has 9 more teaspoons of sugar than any other Olive Garden dessert, including the 470-calorie tiramisu, the 730-calorie Sicilian cheesecake, and the 750-calorie black tie mousse cake. And that's just the finale. You can start your meal with a lasagna fritta, a 1,130-calorie appetizer made of deep-fried Parmesan-breaded lasagna noodles served with Alfredo and meat sauces. Only the 1,160-calorie spinach artichoke dip with flatbread crisps and the 1,280-calorie shrimp frito misto apps pack a heavier punch. And, of course, you can go with a 940-calorie lasagna classico as your entree. But even that's middle of the road at Olive Garden, where a dozen or so entrees pack 1,000 to 2,000 calories. All in all, it's a lasagna-palooza. Make that a lasagna-pa-loser. The Sweet Spot? What to Know About Low-Calorie Sweeteners by Caitlin Dow. As people cut back on added sugars, low-calorie sweeteners are stepping in. They add sweetness with few or no calories to sodas and sports drinks, yogurts and ice creams, cookies and candy, toothpaste and more. Are they safe? It depends on the sweetener. Here are some key findings on the most popular ones. To learn more, check out our guide to sweeteners and other food additives at chemicalcuisine.org. Allulose. Allulose is a sugar that occurs naturally in small amounts in foods like wheat, maple syrup, brown sugar, and some fruits. Gram for gram, it's about 70% as sweet as table sugar, but it has only 1/10 of sugar's calories because, unlike sugar, which is broken down by the body, releasing calories, allulose is excreted mostly intact. In a study funded by the dairy industry, people rated allulose sweetened non-fat Greek vanilla yogurt as favorably as yogurt sweetened with table sugar. They also reported less aftertaste from yogurt sweetened with allulose than with stevia or sucralose. The primary concern, allulose can cause trouble in the gut. When researchers fed increasing doses to 29 people, about 1/3 had diarrhea, bloating, or abdominal pain after consuming a single high dose, roughly 35 grams for a 150-pound person. They had no symptoms at 27 grams. For reference, a cup of Magic Spoon Fruity Cereal has 10 grams of allulose. But that's just one tiny study. Some people may be more or less sensitive, and no one has tested allulose on children or people with irritable bowel syndrome or other GI problems. In 2019, the Center for Science in the Public Interest asked the FDA to require that food labels warn consumers that excess consumption of allulose may cause diarrhea or other adverse gastrointestinal effects. Bottom line, allulose is safe, but it may cause GI woes in sensitive people. Sucralose. Sucralose, one of the most common low-calorie sweeteners, caused leukemia and other blood cancers in mice that were exposed to it when they were fetuses to when they died. And a handful of studies suggest, though others don't, that sucralose may raise blood sugar by altering the gut microbiome. In the best human study, researchers randomly assigned 60 healthy adults who didn't regularly ingest low-calorie sweeteners to consume no sweeteners, 5 grams a day of glucose, a sugar, or a hefty 6 packets a day of sucralose, each with just under 1 gram of glucose for bulk. The participants knew which one they were getting. After 2 weeks, the sucralose group was less glucose tolerant, or less efficient in moving glucose out of their blood, than the other two groups. And when stool samples of the 4 top sucralose responders were implanted in mice with no gut bacteria, the mice had worse glucose tolerance, so the changes in the responders' microbiomes must have been to blame. Bottom line, sucralose caused cancer in mice and may boost blood sugar. More studies are needed. Monk fruit extract. Monk fruit has been used for centuries in Chinese medicine as a cough suppressant. Monk fruit extract is about 200 times sweeter than table sugar. It's made by extracting sweet but calorie-free compounds called mogrosides from the fruit. Monk fruit makers consider the extract to be generally recognized as safe, and the FDA hasn't objected. That means it can be used without prior FDA approval. But in 2019, the FDA's European counterpart, the European Food Safety Authority, decided that it had too little evidence to determine if monk fruit extract was safe. It doesn't cause gene mutations or alter development in animals, but unlike most other sweeteners, no long-term studies have tested whether it causes cancer in animals or alters blood sugar in people. Bottom line, monk fruit extract appears to be safe, but more research is needed. Stevia extract. Stevia, a plant native to South America, contains calorie-free compounds called steviol glycosides that are responsible for its sweetness. 4 of the glycosides that are commonly extracted from the plant, steviocide, rebutocide A, also called Reb A or Rebiana, Reb D, and Reb B, and Reb M, I should say, are 200 to 300 times sweeter than table sugar. Stevia is often mixed with other sweeteners to mask its bitter aftertaste, though suppliers like ADM and Cargill claim that they have maximized or minimized any off flavors. Stevia is one of the safest low-calorie sweeteners. Rats fed high doses do not have a higher risk of tumors. While some test tube studies suggest that stevia may increase the risk of genetic mutations, which could increase cancer risk, a European Food Safety Authority panel concluded in 2010 that steviocide and Reb A don't cause genetic mutations or cancer. Bottom line, stevia is a safe choice. Sugar alcohols. Sugar alcohols are neither sugar nor booze, but carbohydrates called polyols. That's the P in the low FODMAP diet. Sugar alcohols, which include erythritol, maltitol, mannitol, sorbitol, and xylitol, occur naturally in foods like mushrooms, pineapple, apples, and prunes. Erythritol, which is one of the safest sweeteners, clocks in at roughly 70% of the sweetness of table sugar, but only 5% of the calories. Other sugar alcohols have about 50% of table sugar's calories, which may be why they're less popular with food companies. Sugar alcohols, other than erythritol, remain largely unabsorbed as they travel through the GI tract, so they end up in the colon. There they can cause discomfort by drawing water into the gut, leading to diarrhea. and some are fermented by gut bacteria, causing gas or bloating. But most people don't need to steer clear of sugar alcohols entirely. The GI effects typically occur at higher doses, and they're worse in people with irritable bowel syndrome. Food companies aren't required to list the grams of sugar alcohols in a serving on the nutrition facts label, but many do. Check labels and ingredient lists if you think you're sensitive. Unlike the other sugar alcohols, erythritol is almost entirely absorbed in the small intestine. Because it doesn't reach the colon, it's unlikely to cause diarrhea or gas. In one industry-funded study, 64 adults consumed 45 grams of table sugar, or 20, 35, or 50 grams of erythritol on separate days. Erythritol caused nausea and stomach rumbling, but not diarrhea, in a third of the participants when they got the 50 grams. That's a lot of erythritol. A bottle of Bai beverage, for example, has 10 grams. Got a dog? Xylitol, which can show up in chewing gum, baked goods, candy, mints, supplements, and more, may cause a rapid drop in blood sugar, liver damage, or even death if the pupper ingests it and isn't treated quickly. Cats aren't sensitive to xylitol. Bottom line, erythritol is safe and is unlikely to cause GI distress. Other sugar alcohols are also safe, but may cause diarrhea or gas, depending on the dose or your sensitivity. A Hard Sell by Lindsay Moyer. You've got to hand it to ad execs. They can turn a sugary snack into a source of wholesome energy or real fruit, or reinvent processed meat as healthy protein, or spin salt-laden refined grains as real meals. Here's how not to fall for what they're pushing. Clif Cookie? It takes energy to take on the world, says the Clif Bar TV ad featuring tennis superstar Venus Williams, among others. We bake in delicious, wholesome ingredients. Each hefty 2.5-ounce chocolate chip bar has 250 calories and 16 grams, or 4 teaspoons, of added sugar. That's wholesome? Maybe a pro like Williams needs lots of calories, that's what energy means, to fuel hours of training. But for most folks in the ad, maybe not. They're taking a workout class, lifting weights, shooting hoops. If you're looking for a bar to stand in for a mini meal, there are better ones. Could Clif just want an excuse to sell the rest of us a glorified energy cookie? Nah. Bowlful of Bologna. Mighty Quaker Oats, a bowl full of nourishment, says the TV ad for Quaker apples and cinnamon instant oatmeal. They're heart healthy. Pretty much any food that's at least half whole grains is allowed to make that claim, as long as it's low in saturated fat, isn't high in sodium, and bears this sentence in the ad's fine print. Diets rich in whole grain foods and other plant foods, and low in saturated fat and cholesterol, may help reduce the risk of heart disease. But the FDA's outdated rules don't limit sugar in foods that make heart disease claims. So it doesn't matter that Quaker Apples and Cinnamon Instant has more sugar than apples. Each packet has 8 grams, or 2 teaspoons, of added sugar. Want a healthier oatmeal? Add some apple, berries, peaches, or other fruit to unflavored oats. And how does Quaker turn its skimpy packet into the brimming bowl full of nourishment seen in the ad? 2 servings shown, says the fine print. Lando Processed Meat. You guys are crushing it, shouts the man coaching sandwich exercisers in the TV ad. Let's get those buns toasting, bread. A cheese woman doing squats exclaims, I'm getting shredded. Are the 8 grams of healthy protein in Landafrost Premium Meat the secret to shredded muscles? Nope. It's those squats, push-ups, and lunges. Most of us eat plenty of protein, but we fall short in the strength training department. What's more, the processed meats shown in the ad, oven-roasted turkey breast and old-world-style black forest ham, are a far cry from healthy protein. A mere 2-ounce serving, or 4 slices, packs 560 to 580 milligrams of sodium, a quarter of a day's worth. And all processed meats raise the risk of cancer, according to the International Agency for Research on Cancer. So much for premium meat. Not magic beans. Ready to shine from the inside out? Ask the TV ad for Nature's Bounty Advanced Hair, Skin, and Nails Gummies and Jelly Beans, which contain over 2 times more biotin than the company's original formula. Biotin deficiencies are rare, so you don't need a supplement, certainly not one with 200 times a day's worth. Companies don't need rigorous evidence to back up what they promise, as long as no disease is mentioned. They're free to use claims about your hair, skin, and nails to sell jelly beans. The kicker? The ad fails to mention the warning on the bottle that says, in part, if you're pregnant, nursing, taking any medications, planning any medical or surgical procedure, have any medical condition, or are planning to undergo any clinical lab testing, consult your doctor before use. Some supplements may interact with certain medications and or interfere with certain lab tests. Taking high doses of biotin can even cause a false result on some tests that are used to diagnose a heart attack, says the FDA. All for a supplement that you don't even need. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.